You're listening to the Purple Project Podcast.
What's going on, K-State Nation? Eddie Greer, the Purple Project Podcast, Daily Edition, coming at you on this Monday, folks. First Monday in the month of December. I'm recording this December 5th, 2022. Flint Hills Christian School Basketball. Yes, back at it again. My voice is sounding good after losing it over the weekend, or really towards the end of the tournament there, where things got really exciting here. I know I've talked about this on this podcast before. I've been doing Flint Hills Christian School basketball games for the boys and girls, but in particular focused on home games, and for a long time. Officially last year, I said, I have officially lost count on how many years I've covered boys and girls basketball for Flint Hills Christian School here in Manhattan. Christian is a private Christian school, for those who don't know, here in Manhattan, Kansas. It's a pretty good school. I know quite a bit of faculty and friends that work at that school, and I know I've been fortunate to get to know some of the students who go to that school as well, that go to my church and are part of the Crestview, shout out Crestview Youth Group as well. So this last few weeks has been pretty damn fun from my personal perspective as well, which includes the tournament, the 27th annual Shea tournament, which went down over the weekend. K-State was not the only team that won something, won a big conference title over the weekend. The girls team, I want to give them a shout out for the job well done, the fight that this team showed, especially really in that tournament game, that tournament championship game against Heartland Christian. Now, I have called my share games against those two teams right there. Heartland, that's kind of been, as the athletic director for Flint Hills told me, that's become an active rivalry over the past couple of years. I'm like, damn, you know, my eyes open up a little bit, but I'm not surprised at one bit with these girls, Heartland Christian and Flint Hills, right? I remember vaguely here, it's all a blur, but at halftime, I know it was tied, I believe, at 11 apiece there, and then the girls' team fell behind multiple times by 6, the biggest lead of the game there, and then all of a sudden, the fourth quarter started, and big shots started to happen for the girls' team there. Allie Bieber was huge in the fourth quarter. Nevaeh Pearson, squats 500 pounds. Yes, you heard that. You heard that correctly, folks. Let me say that again. Nevaeh Pearson, I believe, was a junior at FHCS, right? That'd be ridiculous. Squats 500 pounds. You got to be kidding me. Woo! That's a strong girl right there. If she works on her game a little bit more, gets better, I think she could be a dominant player. I'm being serious. I ain't joking around. I've seen her play for the last 2 years. That girl can play. If she can work on her craft a little bit, again, practice. What I've been saying in my marathon training, right? Practice, 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 right? Work on your craft. Continue to try to get better. 1% better, like Jerome Tang, right? Talks about, right? 1% better. That girl can be something dangerous, but big shots down the stretch. Cheyenne Chrome, the team looks different for me, but those players I've seen for a long time, Allie Biebers and Nevaeh Pearsons, Cheyenne Crow, and a couple of new players on that team. Melena Christmas, she was very active all weekend long there. And then, of course, a couple of new players. Josh and Holthouse and Kaylee Johnson. So they're not too deep this year on the girls' side, but, man, they got a lot of heart. And Kate Kephart, surprisingly, didn't want to play this year. She's pretty good. She became second leading scorer on that team last year. I was very surprised when looking at the roster this year. For this year's team, she was not on that. Very surprised. She does go to school there. I don't know her personally and all that, but seeing her, she came to her own last year. I'm I'm a little sad that she's not on the team this year, but hey, you know, sometimes, you know, your priorities kind of focus a little bit. So, hey, you got to respect that. You got to respect that there's young kids out there trying to make the right the good decisions, right? But, yeah, but the girls winning the tournament, the whole thing on the girls' side, what an exciting moment that was to call that, to call those games and to call that moment there was something special there. Of course, they were there in the championship last year, but they got blown out by homeschool chief here in town, one of the major homeschool programs here in town as well. On the boys' side, man, the injuries cannot escape them. There were about three players, in particular in their final game there, in the third place game there against Tyro on Saturday as well. And of course, just to run it back, I did six games in 3 days. Of course, just this is just focusing on Flint Hills Christian School. No other team, not all the games. I've been doing wore down. Yeah, so just focusing on the Warriors. No other schools, just them. So 6 days, six games, 3 days, and you got to go in and out of work as well, and particularly Friday as well. That was crazy, but I'm glad that worked out the way that it did there with the boys team having to buy the girls, blowing out their first round opponent there in Cornerstone. It can't be Cornerstone. No, it was Tyro Christian. Yeah, the girls blew out Tyro on Thursday night. So, yeah, that started everything else there as well. But, yeah, the boys, they settled for fourth there. Michael Malone, he was amazing in the tournament there. This is a guy that I haven't seen since calling games for the Warriors boys. Yeah, he was a good surprise there as well. Obviously, they don't have... I did not mention Elliot Bieber at all. This dude is very tall. This is like high school. I can even go a little bit towards college. This dude has a lot of size on him. Standing next to him after the girls won a championship game, dude has some size on him. He's taller than me. So there you go right there by itself. But a physical game against Cornerstone the night before, they lost two more players. There, the injuries, and then, of course, they lost a key injury very early on Friday there against, the Heritage, that Heritage game for the boys. That was a thrilling game as well. So I got to call some great games over the weekend as well. But I want to give the girls a shout-out on this platform today for winning the 27th annual Shea Tournament on the girls' side. So that's a huge, and given the fact that Harlan Christian, again, going back to that rivalry there and seeing how much Heartland has grown, my oh my, they got some length on them now. They were like a little short the last several years, but just watching them grow and calling these games, they've gotten taller. My oh, goodness gracious, but somehow we beat them. Echoing the athletic director for Flint Hills, Ryan Hostra said, talk to me about, like, that's a huge confidence booster. It should be, because it looked like a total mismatch. Ryan wasn't joking around. I opened my eyes when I saw those same girls that I called games for the last couple years. Damn, they gotten tall. But the final product, though, we beat them, so that's huge. But, hey, it's not going to be the last we see of them. That is for sure. I'm pretty sure we're going to see them. I would not be surprised to be calling that game is a championship game for state in a couple of months. Mark it down, folks. Circle that one on the Pro Project Podcast. Pro Project Podcast, find it wherever you get your podcast, folks. You know what to do, folks. Spotify, we're on there. Apple Podcasts, do what you do. Audio Boom, we're on that as well. We're on that platform as well. Do what you do, K-State Nation, to tell people, continue to spread the word about this podcast. Get it out there. Add this to your collection. If you listen to other K-State podcasts, that's fine too. I do the same thing as well. I love the variety of K-State podcasts out there as well. We talk about it all the time on this platform, so definitely. But you want to make sure you add this to your collection of K-State podcasts. We're the only K-State, only, yes, I emphasize, only K-State podcast that posts daily content, daily. And if you have not noticed it by now, you better hop on the train, baby, before the new calendar year comes calling here as well. That's going to do it for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily Edition. Congratulations. Well, obviously, continued congratulations to our football team for winning the Big 12 Conference Championship. But the Flint Hills Christian girls team winning the 27th annual Shea Tournament over the weekend. And we'll see where that leads for them this upcoming year. Eddie Greer, go Cats. We'll talk to you on the next edition of the Purple Project Podcast.